Larry Magid, CBS News and CNET Tech Talk. There's a lot to like about Apple's new iOS 8 for iPhone and iPad. But unless you like being on the bleeding edge of technology, you may want to hold off upgrading to see if there are any bug reports. Apple has done a lot of testing, but there's no test like releasing it to the public. And if past results are any indication, we're likely to see at least some bugs for some users. It doesn't mean that everybody will have a bad experience, but depending upon the device you use or the apps you use, there could be some initial problems. And that's one of the reasons it's a good idea to wait at least for a few days or weeks to let other people test out and debug new software. And I'm not just talking about Apple's iOS 8. This advice applies to any major upgrade for a phone or a computer operating system. Larry Magid, CBS News.